1988.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin, Texas, the very first one ever. The second day of 2 days, and you can probably tell from the noise behind us that
this is a din.
Yeah, this is a busier conference today than it was yesterday, and it's been fantastic. There have been all kinds of great people here speaking, but also, more importantly, in the audience, getting to meet people and people making connections, which, of course, is what's happening right now. There are actually still some speechifying things going on, panels and speeches and things like that. So what we're experiencing right now, the noise level that you're hearing in the background, is actually a fraction of the total amount of people here. There's maybe, you know, in this lobby here, maybe 50 people. But in the rooms, there are even more people that are watching the various presentations. And at some point, those rooms are going to empty out. And then later on in the show, there's actually going to be
a concert.
In the last half hour of Free Talk Live, there will be a concert happening
in
the
room. A coinsert, as it were.
A coinsert, yes. Happening in the room literally across from where we are. So things could get very, very interesting in the third hour. Mark, can you introduce our next guest here at Free Talk Live?
Andreas Antonopoulos. And Andreas is, you know, is big in the Bitcoin sphere, basically. Not only is Andreas work for, is it Coinbase that you work for?
Oh, sorry, let me unmute you. Let's try that. Go ahead.
I work for Blockchain Info, is the world's largest web wallet for Bitcoin, and we have 1.3 million users. I'm the chief security officer there, but I also do a lot of other work in the Bitcoin space.
So you do a webcast or a podcast called Let's Talk Bitcoin?
That's correct.
Right. And Stephanie is a co-host on that show.
Right. And I think that probably what you seem to be doing is rising to the point of being a spokesperson for Bitcoin, that you can explain it on a very basic level and on a very technical level, and this is a special talent. And you know, because there's many people who can explain it on a technical level, and many people that can explain it on a basic level, but not many people who can do both.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my background is in networks, distributed systems, and security, and I've been doing public speaking for many years. So the only thing I have that's special is that I really, really love Bitcoin, and I'm a number one fan. So I just enjoy talking about it.
Same here. I love talking about it too. What is it? How do you explain it to people who have never heard of Bitcoin? Because there's people tuning in right now, radios across America, they don't really know what it is. They've heard the word, or they may not even heard it at all. Now I've never heard of Bitcoins. What is a Bitcoin?
So Bitcoin is a system of multiple technologies that allows you to transmit value across the world as an electronic message. It's basically money for the internet, but it's so much more than that. It's also the internet of money. It's a network that allows you to do financial transactions. And what's special about it is that the entire system can be trusted without any central authority that you have to give trust to. Individuals can control their own money, and they can send it from one individual to another without anyone getting in between, instantly, safely, cheaply, all across the world. And that's never happened before.
It seems to combine a lot of technologies together. So a lot of people use it a comparison of gold. Mm-hmm. And gold's decentralized to some extent. I mean, it's theoretically decentralized. In fact, it's in a lot of vaults from a lot of governments. But, you know, that's true. But obviously you can't send gold back and forth across the internet.
Yeah, you can think of it as a network that allows you to take gold, cut it down in 100 million pieces each, and then send that in an email.
Yeah.
Securely, for no fees. I mean, that's essentially what Bitcoin can do. It's a stable value within the system that can be transmitted across the network.
It seems like there's a lot of talk about Bitcoin being for drug dealers and criminals. Do you get that a lot?
Well, yes. In fact, I got that in 1989 when I was first on the internet, and I was told that the internet was a den of thieves, terrorists, and pedophiles. And then the mainstream took over, and we turned the internet into the greatest liberating tool humanity has ever seen. Bitcoin is not anything. Bitcoin is neutral. Bitcoin is how you transmit value electronically, and people can use it for good, and some people use it for bad. In fact, the people who use it for bad find themselves exposed because there's a public ledger where you can see all of the transactions. And there's one thing I know about society. There's more of us who want to do good with Bitcoin. Just today, we had a charity here that has used Bitcoin to fundraise and serve 56,000 meals to the homeless people of Pensacola, Florida. That's Sean's outpost.
That's right.
People are doing amazing things with Bitcoin. standpoint. And the more mainstream it becomes, the more it becomes a force for good.
It seems like there is a lot of charitable giving and action inside the Bitcoin community.
Michelle got a full Bitcoin for the do-rag that I'm wearing right now today. Some guy paid a full Bitcoin for a bandana.
It's about $660 worth
of
value.
And right. It was also a great fundraiser today. Our friend Michelle Seven, she's been on the show a long time in the past. She threw an amazing luncheon, and there were at least 150 people in that room. It was almost full.
Yeah, charitable giving, according to surveys, is the number one use for cryptocurrencies, electronic currencies overall. And that's because people feel the power of a currency that doesn't inflate and lose value over time, and they become more generous with it, and it's easier to give.
Yeah,
it's
I paid 0.25 Bitcoin for that conference today, that luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Now, you just talked about altcoins here, and this is really, a lot of people will say, well, Bitcoin can't hold value because there's other things that are exactly like it, these altcoins.
Mm-hmm.
So if when you can make as many altcoins as you want, then how can Bitcoin possibly have any value?
Because Bitcoin is more than just a coin. Bitcoin is the network. It has, at the moment, an enormous amount of capacity, 20 petahashes of security behind it, which means that the mining capacity that secures the network is enormous. It can't be assaulted by any government. It has a stable network that has survived 5 years of assault by hackers and any other parties that have tried to break it.
Right. That's really, really important, is because oftentimes people in the securities industries will, you know, throw something out to the hackers. The hackers will tear it apart in moments and send it back to them in pieces in a box, a virtual box. And this didn't happen with Bitcoin.
Well, it's the attacks are happening all the time. But here's the thing. I mean, essentially, there's a multi-billion dollar bounty to break Bitcoin, and nobody's broken it in 5 years. Nobody's been able to break it. And the reason they haven't been able to break it is because there's no central point of trust that you can attack and break. The trust is spread out across 100,000 participants in the mining system and all of the other user wallets and things like that. And that makes it unassailable, just like the internet. So if you can understand, why is it not possible to take down the internet, the whole internet? You cannot take down the whole internet.
Because people take down websites, right?
You can take down individual websites. We've lost individual exchanges. We had fraud on a localized level. But none of it is really about taking down Bitcoin. You can't take down Bitcoin just for the same reasons you can't take down the internet. Because it's massive, it's diffuse, and it scales.
And it's growing.
And it's growing very, very fast. And the more it grows, the more secure it gets, and the harder it is to take down. So Bitcoin is pretty much unstoppable at this point from external attacks.
Right. Well, some people will say that Bitcoin has, in fact, been taken down. Didn't it die last week? That's kind of the noise that people are posting on our Facebook page and saying, what are you talking about Bitcoin for? It's been hacked.
No, Bitcoin dies every week. According to the media,
it's
Bitcoin
dies
every week.
It's like the fiery phoenix of money.
So I would send everyone to a website called isbitcoindead.com. You can check that every day. The answer is no. It's been no, and it will continue to be no.
Not only is it not dead, but it's up a couple hundred and, what, $250 since it's had its little dip last week. It's gone.
Well, here's the thing. I bought into Bitcoin when it was $6 each.
Sure.
And a lot of people who just joined in the last year have seen Bitcoin go from $13 to $800. So you can look at the temporary volatility here. But what Bitcoin is doing is it has a lot of volatility. And the reason for that is because it's a tiny pool of liquidity. Here we've got a currency that is appropriate and usable across the entire globe, and it's only $8 billion in size. Until it grows a lot bigger, of course it's going to be volatile. It's like having the U.S. dollar as a huge Titanic that's, you know, waves don't touch it, and we're bouncing around a little zodiac next door. That doesn't mean we're about to drown. It just means we're bouncing up and down on the waves, but we're getting bigger over time.
I heard an interesting analogy today, and I don't think it doesn't hold water completely. Analogies never do. But that before an IPO comes out, you never see the volatility of a new startup company because you don't get to see that in the stock market. New startups, you don't see them because they haven't come out as an IPO yet.
Right.
By the time it's introduced as an IPO, it's it's already had a chance to be checked out and you know audited and all this stuff, and they've got their people in place, their key players in place, so the volatility isn't as pronounced.
Yeah, well, Bitcoin has been on IPO since day one, and it is more volatile, but over time it gets less volatile, and as it gets bigger, it will get even less volatile. And the point is that in the long term, here's what happens. Dollars inflate, Bitcoin deflates.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back here with more from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference with Andreas. Antonopoulos, or is it Andreas?
Andreas.
Andreas is with us from Let's Talk Bitcoin, the website letstalkbitcoin.com?
Yes, correct. That's the podcast we do. We've been doing it since April of last year, and Stephanie Murphy is my co-host. Adam B. Levine is the producer.
Coming up on a year, almost. Very cool.
Yes, it's been an incredible time because so much has happened. We've done 87 episodes so far, I think.
Well, now, haven't you guys launched other Let's Talk Bitcoin-related shows?
It's a whole syndicated network of shows right now with a variety of topics all around cryptocurrencies and other topics like that. We've got topics around smart contracts and law and investing and all kinds of things.
That's very exciting. Now, something else you're involved in is blockchain.info. And
Correct.
We talk about the blockchain wallet every night on Free Talk Live. But how would you pitch what blockchain.info's wallet is to a new listener, somebody just tuning in for the first time tonight?
So Blockchain Info is the world's largest web wallet. It's where 1.3 million people keep their Bitcoin and 1.3 million wallets, rather. And what it does is it allows you to maintain control of your money. So we don't touch your funds. We don't control your funds. We can't take your funds. Your funds can't be stolen from us. We can't steal them ourselves. And that's the ultimate level of control that you should have. And the way we do that is by doing everything in the browser under the user control. And from there, you can store your Bitcoin. You can send your Bitcoin. You can create transactions, send and receive Bitcoin, manage your addresses and all things like that.
It's very handy. I use it on my Android phone. There was bad news recently, though. Apple pulled the app from the App Store.
Apple pulled every Bitcoin app.
But it was the last one, yeah.
Yeah, but you guys have a solution, and that is you just go into the web browser on an iPhone or iPad device and go to blockchain.info.
You can do that, and we're currently building an HTML5 web application that will be fully featured wallet that can be used on any iOS device, and then we don't need Apple's permission.
What are we going to do about Apple just pulling apps that people use, lots of people use, hundreds of thousands of people are using?
We're going to win them over because people are already switching to Android in order to use Bitcoin applications, and over time it will become inevitable because Bitcoin is rapidly becoming the preferred method of payments for a younger generation, and if Apple wants to maintain that generation, they have to participate in this.
Any clue any clue why Apple did this? I mean, is there any reason? We just don't know.
They didn't really provide much information. They said there was an unresolved issue, but we've seen them yank all of the Bitcoin applications from the store. You know, certainly not an issue of legality because Google Play Store allows it, and I'm sure that, they have lawyers and terms and conditions.
They have lawyers at Google?
Oh, yeah, they have plenty of lawyers, and they had no problem with Bitcoin applications. So I think we're going to see that, and in fact, it's probably a good idea because sloppy kind of backwards ways of trying to get around that only create insecure applications that expose people to more insecurity. So you don't want to be the one who has the iPhone and then it's less secure than the Android system when you use Bitcoin. And we're trying to fix that by putting wallets on iOS again.
So I think a lot of people that have any kind of understanding what a Bitcoin is they have a little concern. You know, the sort of new people, they have a little concern, what's Bitcoin going to be like next week? Because I know if I have a dollar, the chances are good if I hold on to that dollar for a week that I'm going to be able to buy something of relatively close value to
right.
that dollar.
It's going to be about 95 cents next week.
Right.
You know, that's where it's going.
Thereabouts. It's going to devalue, but it's going to devalue slow enough that I don't really notice it.
Right.
Whereas Bitcoin, I think a lot of people, they're just hearing so much bad news surrounding
right.
Bitcoin. Of course, the price is going up, which means to me the demand is going up.
Yeah.
That's what I was taught in economics. What are your predictions and why do you have those predictions as far as Bitcoin goes? I mean, do you expect it to go up?
Well, I'm not going to make price predictions. What I will say is that the volatility over the short period of time causes upswings and downswings. Over the long term, we've seen Bitcoin grow gradually in line with adoption, and adoption is growing exponentially. And for a long time, I expect Bitcoin will continue to grow to reflect the adoption of users because the demand is increasing. Every time we see all of this bad news, it lets people know about the Bitcoin brand, the Bitcoin name, and then they check in a few months later. It's still still around. They say, maybe I should buy some. And we get a whole new wave of users 3 months after the bad news. So I'm very positive. The most important thing to realize is that Bitcoin is not just a currency. It's a platform. It's a network that allows you to build financial applications, that allows companies and startups to innovate at the edge of the network and create new financial services. And we've seen hundreds of startups with thousands of jobs being generated inside the economy.
And we're really just getting started, right? I mean, this
Absolutely.
Is it's only 5 years in. I mean, there's so much more that can come here.
Great. I mean, on Pre-Talk Live, we've been talking about Bitcoin since they were 27 cents apiece.
Yes.
This was January 2011.
And of course, we weren't smart enough to buy them at that point.
No, but,
you know,
but there's a lot
we
of our audience
about it.
That heard us talking about them when they were $1 or $1.50 or $2, you know, after the first big drop from 35 or whatever it was. But we were talking about it, and a lot of them feel like, well, I missed the boat on Bitcoin. I guess I didn't get in, so now that it's, I can't buy it now because I didn't buy 1,000 of them at $1. What do you have to say to people like that?
Well, I think that's the wrong way of looking at it. I mean, if you want to buy a full bar of gold today, it's like $50,000, and nobody buys a full bar. Well, a few people do, but you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy 1/1000th of a Bitcoin. You can go and buy $20 worth of Bitcoin today. And I expect over time the price is going to increase to reflect that investment to the millions of people who are going to be making in this currency, because it's a useful currency, because you can do things you can't do with any other system. And so here's what I would say. Don't invest all your money in Bitcoin. That's stupid. Don't do that with anything. Find a small amount of money that you can spare. Maybe quit smoking or don't go out drinking every
Please
night.
Please quit smoking.
Or things like that. You know, and put $20 maybe. If you can spare $20 and put it in every week and buy a bit of Bitcoin, just in case, you know, who knows? Maybe you'll be part of this technological revolution that is going to change finance and shake banking to its core. I hope that's
what's going to happen. They're scared already, man. You can tell.
They're scared of what Bitcoin was in 2008, and we've moved 5 years of innovation on top of that. They have no idea how scared they should be, because this is going to deprive them of the ability to do rent seeking and extract enormous profits for delivering very few services just by exploiting money loopholes. And Bitcoin won't allow them to do that. No one controls Bitcoin. You control your own money, and that's very powerful.
Governments have controlled currencies for a long time. How are we going to break that paradigm?
We already did in 2008 with the invention of Satoshi Nakamoto. It's only a matter of time or adoption. People now have a choice. In every country in the world, they have a choice. They have a choice to use the currency imposed on them by the government, and they have a choice to use a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin to liberate themselves from the controls of government. And more people every day are making that choice. Not in huge numbers and not in huge amounts yet, but they can make that choice in small ways and essentially invest in liberty.
Yeah, it's incredible, and it's gonna be. It seems to me like it's gonna be an incredible new world. Do you think it's gonna be Bitcoin, or do you think it's gonna be one of these other altcoins that are coming down the line? Because it seems like there's a lot of interesting innovations in the altcoin community.
I think every altcoin out there validates the idea of cryptographic currencies and control over your money, which then feeds into the granddaddy of them all, Bitcoin. And Bitcoin has this track record of 5 years of technological stability and just being so resilient to attacks in 5 years, if there's a better currency, we'll still have to compete then with a 10-year track record of resilience, and you can't build that overnight.
And they could upgrade Bitcoin, and they have upgraded Bitcoin.
It's been upgraded every single time. I mean, just recently, multi-signature transactions were added, which is an incredible innovation.
It sure is. We talked about that last night.
Right, for security, for backup, and for control of your money.
Andreas Antonopoulos from letstalkbitcoin.com. Thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. Very persuasive. You're great at this.
Thank you so much for having me. I've been wanting to be on Free Talk Live for a long time. I really appreciate it.
There's more coming up here in moments from the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. TexasBitcoinConference.com is their website. There is it's just a huge crowd of great people. Really, really smart, bright, doers. These are the people who are going to make a difference in the Bitcoin universe and are making a difference. And that's, of course, going to affect the larger picture, as we were discussing with Andreas earlier. Our toll-free number, if you do want to get on the phones, you can do that, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, if you want to get Bitcoins and you've already hooked up with your blockchain.info wallet, you can go and get Bitcoins at cashintocoins.com. They make it easy. It's also safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Plus, customer service is their top priority. Cashintocoins.com. Joining me in our makeshift studio here, which is just, there's a crowd of people around. Unfortunately, not a single person can actually hear what we're saying, gentlemen. I have Jeffrey Tucker and Bob Murphy with me here tonight. If they're leaning very close to the table, they can make it out. Maybe good lip readers would be able to hear us. But the best way to listen if you're at the Bitcoin conference is actually to some sort of an MP3 player device, because it's impossible to hear anything in here. There are people everywhere. Jeffrey Tucker, you you are no stranger to a Bitcoin conference. This is what, number two for you?
I've been to number, you know, I spoke at the Bitcoin Center in New York just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
You know, and then I was in Miami, of course.
That's right.
You know,
about
but they're so excited, as you say, to be in this crowd is to sort of understand where the future is going. You know, these people are on the cutting edge. They're not thinking about the past. They're thinking about building a free society for the future. So that's what makes it so exciting to be here.
You know, another thing that's really cool, and Bob Murphy, welcome to Free Talk Live. It's great to have people from the Liberty community so integrated into an event like this. I know, Jeffrey, you spoke today. Bob, have you spoken here at the event, or are you just visiting?
Yeah, I spoke yesterday.
Okay, great, because you had told me just before we had you on that this has been a pretty momentous occasion for you. You wanted to come check out Bitcoin, like really get a feel for it, and that's happened for you.
What's, this is your first
your
event.
Yeah, it's my first event, and I was sort of being just an arbiter of the disputes before. I was just trying to be a fair person refereeing and say, well, people said this about, you know, Mises' theories and so forth, and I was just trying to say that's a good argument, that's a bad argument. But coming here and seeing the presentations, I realized it's not just about money. This is just a broader technology that has all sorts of implications, just one application of which is a better form of money. And so I'm a total fanboy at this point. I'm no longer Switzerland.
This is what Bitcoin conferences do to you.
This is really, and I think a lot of there are some quarters that are still a bit resistant, partly just due because they don't understand how it works, but I think they don't see the implications. That
what is the missing piece? You think the blockchain and the distributed network is the key to understanding what makes Bitcoin so powerful and broad in its application?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've come to see, is that it's not about that it's money. It's the blockchain is the thing, and so people who are into like Rothbardian private law and those sorts of ideas, that has implications for them. Put money to the side. There's all sorts of ways. This is the technology to implement the sort of stuff libertarians have been talking about for decades. Now it can happen in a very cost-effective manner.
Yeah, and it's talked about a lot in the technology space, but not so much in the liberty space. I think you're right that we need a bridge between these two worlds, between the people who think about human liberty and people who are thinking about the technology. A lot of the people here are kind of the second generation after the cyberpunks of the 1980s. I mean, these people are living and breathing distributed networks, right? But sometimes they talk in ways that's hard for regular people to understand.
Right, exactly. I mean, I have done research on Bitcoin and so forth, but I'm learning a ton of stuff at this conference even, so I know there are plenty of people who just don't even see the implications of this, and so now I'm realizing I got to learn more to then bring this message to the broader libertarian community.
If you think about it, the Bitcoin community is so deep. There were so many different tracks. There's like five tracks today here at this conference. You can't possibly watch it all, but I guess they're videoing everything. But there's, you know, the technical tracks. So if you really want to dig into the, you know, the technical details, but people are here to do that. There's like the marketing track or the kind of the merchant track where it's more the practical, hands-on aspect of how do you get Bitcoin from customers and take care of business. And so there's so many different areas.
That's what's really great to me about Bitcoin is its commercial element, because that's what provides the creativity and the fire underneath the technological development. So we see here a potential for uniting philosophy with practice in the real world, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of different strands coming together, and everyone's bringing their own expertise and viewpoint to the table, and that's what I'm saying. Here, you know, I'm not a programmer or anything like that, but I'm coming as from someone who's written on private legal systems, and I'm seeing the applications to that. I'm not even thinking about money at this point. I thought I was coming here to learn about free market money, and now I'm thinking about free market law.
About cryptography and social order.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really just amazing innovation. The analogy I was using with some people say is, imagine if physicists figure out a way to make personal force fields that governments couldn't break. You can imagine a bunch of libertarians saying, whoa, let me learn more about that.
Right.
That's kind of what's going on here, that it's not an ideological thing per se. It's a technical development, but, oh my gosh, does it have implications?
You know, I would love to hear you explain it. Just give it like a few sentences. Like, what is the relationship between human freedom and the blockchain?
Well, it's... I think the issue is you've had to rely on government authorities to sort of validate property titles, and the blockchain has just figured out a way to totally decentralize that, and the government can't shut it down. And so they can, you know, whack one person here, run there, but it's a decentralized mechanism. So it brings in all the virtues of competitive, spontaneous order in property titles.
You're really right about that, aren't you? I mean, the classical liberals always believed the government was necessary to establish and protect property, right, as a third-party agent.
This would turn that on its end. And yeah. We had an attorney on the show last night. Pamela, I think Morgan was her name. Anyway, she's really into this. So, like, there are some people who are kind of into the world of law, which is an icky world, but also are now into Bitcoin. And she is very excited about the implications for wills and for all kinds of, you know, contracts like you were talking about.
And so also just more generally, I think when people, like I was using it as like Amazon, people didn't use Amazon for ideological reasons, but then when you see the seller rating and how that works, you can then say, you see how that works?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think as this takes off and people just use it day-to-day life, it'll be a great example of look at how freedom
it's
works.
Like you don't have to convince people of the ideology, you just have to say this stuff works better than your current systems.
Exactly.
And it's not hard to show that either, right? I mean, it's a pretty impressive thing to pull out a phone and pay for something within moments. People are going to ask, you know, hey, what are you doing? And they're going to be very, very interested.
Yeah. And I'm throwing just a bunch of analogies here, but other things like instead of lobbying and trying to convince people to abolish the post office monopoly, everyone just starts using email and kind of go around it. And that's what I see this is doing, that we're going to just go around the stuff that I've been trying to get people to intellectually realize.
Well, that's what's so exciting. It's not about going to government begging them for our rights and our freedoms. It's about inventing new ways to achieve them on our own.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, I'm still almost in a stunned that I'm, you know, the implications of this are still hitting me.
Well, right. And think about that. We're still fairly early on. We're only 5 years into this thing.
Yeah.
The contract factors you're talking about, the multi-sig, these things are just coming out for Bitcoin. So we really barely even scratched the surface on, you know, what's possible. We certainly aren't going to come up with the greatest ideas. These people absolutely are. And I'm looking forward to sitting back and watching as it transpires.
You know, it's a very... I'm still sitting here thinking about what you said earlier, treating government as like a third-party agent, you know, that we in the past sort of believed we had to rely on. We established peer-to-peer relationships, you know, that are independent of geography, and suddenly you actually do undermine the whole basis for why we need a state at all.
Yeah, and I should just give credit to Michael Goldstein as the one who had a whole talk on this thing, and that's what really struck me. I was just blown away by it.
It's funny to think of democracy as an elaborate attempt to sort of outsource, you know, third-party relationships. Like, we have to have that intervening step of government so we can get along. But cryptography and the blockchain just underscores the fact, no, we can deal with each other as individuals.
Right, and it's you know, sort of like reputational thing, but it's everything you would want in terms of the libertarian ideals and so forth. This is manifested in this technology. It's really incredible.
It already has, and it's going to even get better over time. You think about the number of libertarians who are now wealthy as a result of this, and that is, I think, also going to be a game changer, because these are the people who are going to bring the revolutionary ideas or the evolutionary ideas to the table and be able to fund it now, as opposed to just talking in the, you know, back of Bennigan's or something like that.
Right. This is everything you could possibly want. It pays for itself. I mean, it's
you know what's...
Gentlemen, Bob Murphy, what website do you want to promote while you're here?
Consultingbyrpm.com.
By RPM.com. Thanks for sitting in on Free Talk Live, and
thanks for
glad
having
you
guys.
Enjoyed the conference. Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no hair. has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We'll still try to sneak a call in if you make it at 855-450-FREE, but we are very, very busy here talking with all kinds of interesting Bitcoin people, many of whom are already on board with the ideas of liberty. Others, maybe not so familiar with them, but it's great because we've got people like Jeffrey Tucker in the house. Stefan Molyneux, I believe, will be joining us a little bit later on in this program. And there are just so many people here. I don't know if everything has quite let out yet, but I do see that they're bringing out the liquor, which is why we've lost Jeffrey Tucker. He has wandered over, and I think he's waiting very patiently for them to start pouring drinks here for what is going to be some sort of, last bash party right before they have what's called the coin cert. Coming up the very end, the last half hour of Free Talk Live, we'll actually be here broadcasting during said coin cert, so that should be interesting. You know, if you value online privacy, you really need to check out ProXPN, and this is a crowd that does value online privacy, or at least many of them do, and proxpn.com/FTL is where you can go to get this. It's software you can download for Windows, Mac, iOS, and Android that actually encrypts your internet traffic. So what is coming in and leaving your computer, it is encrypted by ProXPN software, then sent to their servers, which if you get their premium account, you can pick which server worldwide that you want to connect to, and from there it goes out to the rest of the internet unencrypted at that point. So what the encryption does is it actually protects you from being snooped on by your internet service provider. So right now they're probably logging every website that you visit and every search term that you enter. So if you want to stop that from happening, you can just go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started there right now. You can also use our discount code to save 20% for the lifetime of your account, and you can get a great price by buying their annual plan. It breaks it down to about $5 per month. But if you want to save more, pay with Bitcoin. For the annual plan, you'll get 33% off at proxpn.com/FTL. And again, the code FTL20. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Go grab the software. And there is a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. Mark, can you introduce our next guest?
Yeah, this is Esther. Is Esther Tang? Is that right?
Tang.
Tang? Okay. Sorry about that. Now, Esther, you told me a story when we just sort of met yesterday, and I thought it was really rather interesting. You managed to crowdsource your trip here through funding through Bitcoin?
Right. So I'm from Vancouver, and we put up a crowdfunding video on our website for, I'm from the Simon Fraser Bitcoin Club, which is a university club. We do Bitcoin advocacy work up there. So we had a video up, a blog post, and we asked for $1,500. It was payable by PayPal, cash, Dogecoin, Bitcoin, Litecoin, anything that people wanted to donate. So we ended up, we reached our funding goal. $900 of it was in Dogecoin.
Excellent.
Dogecoin, I don't know how to say it.
I go with Dogecoin, but I think that it was meant to be Dogecoin initially.
So yeah.
That's what I think. I'm not 100% sure. So it was one donor that gave all that Dogecoin?
We had one anonymous donor who gave us, I think about $750 in Dogecoin.
Okay.
Only about $50 came from Bitcoin donations.
Really?
So,
yeah, people are holding on to that stuff.
I know, right?
It's the altcoins they're willing to give. And you just cash them out or cash them into Bitcoins and then use Bitcoins to buy tickets? Or how'd that work?
So we bought the tickets first and then we asked for the donations.
Okay.
So we had a longer period of time to raise funds. But we're cashing it out, yes. And we received more than our funding goal of $1,500. So all this overage is being donated to Sean's Outpost.
Excellent. And Sean's Outpost is a homeless shelter, basically? Yeah. And allows they've fed up more than 50,000 meals in less than a year.
We've had Jason King on multiple times. He's running across the country, which is very, very exciting. But that's another story. You know, Esther, I've been doing some counting as I've been in the different sessions here, and just kind of counting. Well, how many people are attending? What percentage are female? Now, we went to the San Jose Bitcoin conference about a year ago, and what would you say, Mark? 10%, maybe a little bit more than that.
Yeah,
ladies.
Sounds right.
See, I'd say here it's closer to 20%. But what do you think can be done? What, you know, is it just something that's going to happen? Is there something specific that could encourage more ladies, more women to get involved in the Bitcoin space?
I think it might happen very naturally. As more and more women get involved in Bitcoin, we're going to pull in our female friends and our own social networks. But it's going to look more like a hockey stick. So we're going to hit the knee of the hockey curve, and suddenly, women are going to be way more well represented because there's enough of women to do that work and to advocate on our behalf.
How did you find out about Bitcoins? How did you get involved, I guess?
I was a student journalist, and I wrote a feature story for the student paper on Bitcoin. So
when was that?
This was back in October.
So you're relatively new then?
I'm relatively new, but apparently in Vancouver, I'm considered one of the experts.
Yeah.
That's how new Bitcoin is.
So you wrote a story. Did you immediately get hooked at that point? Did you buy Bitcoins right after you wrote the story? How'd that work?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Who I first interviewed was the president of the university club that I'm now a part of. And so we chatted a couple of times, and he walked me through the process of buying Bitcoins from the ATM. He brought me to meetings at the Bitcoin Co-op, which is a nonprofit based in Vancouver as well, and they reach out to merchants in the area and get them to take Bitcoins.
Awesome. And what made you want to come to this event? Why did you want to do it so badly?
I came to Bitcoin Austin back in December, and I met the organizers, and they said, come to our conference. And they got me to moderate their women's panel.
Awesome.
That helped.
Yeah, yeah. That'd get you excited about going anywhere.
Yeah.
How did the women's panel go?
It went great. We had four panelists. I'm not sure how many of them have been on the show. Stephanie Murphy.
She's one of our co-hosts.
She's co-host.
Oh, right. She's a co-host of Free Talk Live. We also had Tatiana Moroz, the singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Catherine Nicholson and Marnie Melrose, who replaced the Bitcoin wife. She was supposed to be here instead, but... Yeah, it was great.
What has your, encountering been at this conference with the ideas of freedom. How do you feel about those concepts? Because there's a lot of liberty people around here. Are you familiar with some of those people or those concepts?
I'm a little bit. I've spoken to people who are libertarians. I haven't looked into much to it yet. That's not why I got into Bitcoin in the first place.
What attracted you? Because for me, it's all about the liberty, right? So I don't have any access to what attracts other people to Bitcoin.
Okay. Well, I'm interested in Bitcoin for the social change aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. So here.
But
what do you mean?
So in terms of maybe remittance, that's a huge way for Bitcoin to gain legitimacy. Is that, well, in countries where PayPal, where you can't use PayPal, people use Western Union and the fees that are terrible. And also just people who are unbanked or underbanked, but they might have access to mobile phones, or even if they're just dumb phones. In Kenya, for instance, they use M-Pesa, which they...
There's a significant percentage of the population that has access to Bitcoin in Kenya, right?
To Bitcoin?
Yeah. To Bitcoin services in Kenya?
Well, no, they would have access once the protocols have been put in place. As I understand, they use some other system now. Is it called M-Pesa?
M-Pesa.
M-Pesa?
Right. So
yeah.
I think it's something like 90% or more of people in Kenya have access to a mobile phone, but really only 40% have an internet connection. But a dumb phone is really enough to send money to each other. So Bitcoin could be implemented in a place like that.
I have heard that it had been implemented by one of the companies in Kenya. Not that everyone's using it or anything like that, but that, you know, people with the dumb phones actually do have access already if they want to.
Oh, I think that company is called BitPesa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to change things.
Lots of potential.
Yeah, and I have the same thoughts, as I really would like to see people in the third world be able to have access to a bank with all these fees, because this is what Western Union's a bank too. They're money transmitters, but the fees are just incredible.
I spent $80 sending $50 to somebody with Western Union in the United States.
It was $80 to that was how much it cost.
That was a $30 fee to send a $50 transaction.
Right.
So I spent $80. Ridiculous. Anyone who's ever done that is going to look at Bitcoin and see this as a life-changing, you know, technology.
So, what are your afterthoughts of the event? It's about wrapping up now. You know, did you get to meet a bunch of new people?
Yeah, sure. I'm sitting with my new friend right now. She's here waiting for me to get off the air. But yeah, I've met a lot of very inspiring people. I was feeling a little bit burned out.
Really? Why?
We've been engaging in a lot of work back up in Canada. We just did a couple of weeks ago, we put on a conference for CoinFest. So CoinFest is a two-day Bitcoin festival that started out of Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
And
that's great.
February was kind of the third time that it happened, and we had satellite events, I believe, in Winnipeg, Edmonton.
The third time in how many years?
1 year, within a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many people attend?
In Vancouver, I think we had, in total over 2 days, probably like 400 or 500.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's free to the public, so really the target audience is to get new people into Bitcoin and make it seem like a fun thing.
And what do you do at CoinFest? I mean, is it all about Bitcoin, or is it...
It's all about cryptocurrencies, yeah.
Okay.
So what we...
Educational.
Yeah, and anybody can put on their own CoinFest in any city around the world as long as it's on the same day and it's held at venues that support cryptocurrency. All the events have to be free. So we had... a live art auction that was done completely in Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. We had a mining demonstration, and then we had the conference on the second day.
I love it.
Esther Tom, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live. Really appreciate your time tonight. And enjoy the remainder of the conference here as we continue from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to learn more about what has transpired here. And we'll talk to some more very interesting folks coming up here next in hour number two. More Free Talk Live continues in moments.
We already had the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.